It's on? Maxine? It's running? Okay, I don't have to touch it.
Or Bill, should we wait for the fire chief?
Meeting should start on time as long as we have.
I don't know.
Google them.
I don't know if they could be on a call. I don't know.
Shiny shoes.
Excuse me. I think we'll call the meeting to order. There's some people that aren't here, but hopefully they'll come along. So, call this meeting to order at 6:34 p.m. Wednesday, July 7th. It's the AGM, Annual General Meeting. So, item two, we need to review and approve the agenda here.
So moved.
Moved by Michael?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda approved. Okay, got the chair's report here. I'm gonna have to read this out of my writing. I apologize. My computer hemorrhaged last night and took everything I had. Before we proceed with the Village Chester's business, the AGM, I would like to acknowledge that our AGM is being conducted on traditional First Nations land. Good evening. I don't think I have to say my name. My name is Bill Noss, Commission Chair, and on behalf of Dennis Edgedy, our Commission Clerk Treasurer, our Administrative Assistant Maxine Vino, my fellow commissioners, I would like to extend my appreciation, real appreciation, even there's only a few, for those in attendance at this annual general meeting of the Village of Chester Commission. As per the last AGM period, the commission was presented with many challenges due to COVID-19. The clerk's report will address what occurred over the past months, so I intend to avoid items that might be in his report. I'm going to read a poem here. Nova Scotia, Canada is experiencing, I would say, a transitional period with First Nations. The Nova Scotia has been bombarded with Portapec and COVID, and now problems with the First Nation schools. And as I read this, I've been looking at it, and I read this, I'm going to read it tonight. It's not to be controversial or anything like that, but it's a reflection of what I expect times are going to be in the future. Could affect us. So, bear with me. We are walking up to our history from a forced slumber. We are breathing into our lungs so it will be part of us again. It will make us angry at first because we will see how much was stolen from us and how long you watched us suffer. We will see how you see us and how when we copy our ways, it killed our own. We will cry and cry and cry, because we can never be the same again. But we will go home to cry, and we will see ourselves in this huge mess, and we will gently whisper in circles back. And it will be old, and it will be new. Then we will breathe our history back to you. You will feel how strong and alive it is. And you will feel yourself become part of it. And it will shock you at first, because it is too big to see all at once. And you won't want to believe it. You'll see how you see us, all in the disaster in your ways, how much we lost. And you will cry and cry and cry, because we can never be the same again. But we will cry with you, and we will see ourselves in this huge mess, and we will gently whisper in the circles back, and we will be old, and it will be new. And I have to apologize. The woman that wrote this, Rebecca Tabonum, in Wasinging First Nations, Ontario. I just read that. It was profound to me, because over the next months, we're going to experience nationwide, provincial-wide, times of mistrust, times of argument, and not that it's going to hit us here, but it could. Anyway, thank you. I hope I didn't ruin her poem very much. Again, to my fellow commissioners, thank you for working towards improving the working relationship between the municipality of Chester councillors and ourselves. Many thanks to Warden Weber and the councillors for listening when needed. As the future unfolds, I believe we will need to routinely meet to succeed with upcoming projects. Dennis will cover a great deal of this. I'm just going to brush on it. The Lidl Pool and Swim Program. I would like to extend the appreciation of this commission to those who keep our washrooms clean. There's Carol DeLong, Darlene DeMille, and Donna Russell. I don't think I've got any other, missed anybody. To our lifeguards, Max Miller, Matthew Porche, who watch over the pool. To Laura Robar, who also assists with the lifeguard program when needed. To Darcy Stevens and all those who assist her and with her swim program. To Terry DeLong, who keeps the pool area, Frieda's Beach, clean. To Carrie Ketty, for hanging and maintaining our flower baskets. To Paul Maroney, who put the pool together each year, puts it together and makes everything work. Altogether, our children enjoy the proceeds from their hard work. Since Paul, you're the only one here in person, thank you. Lastly, my deep thanks goes to our volunteer fire department and fire services from Chester Basin, Western Shore, Martins River, New Ross, Blandford, and Hubbards for all the mutual aid that Brooklyn, Lunenburg, and Bridgewater give us when required. To the municipality, we have we're very unbelievably fortunate to have so many dedicated women, men, and junior firefighters. To our first responders, and I'm lumping them all in a big thing, a big net, they provide a safety net for all of us. They are taken for granted all too often. I would ask all residents to say a simple thank you when you get the chance. With that, ends my report. And we'll move on to the clerk treasurer.
My report is handed out. Everybody should have a copy.
Do you want an acceptance of these reports?
Well, we could make a motion to accept the reports as we go.
I'm sorry?
Make a motion.
Okay, I move the
chair's report.
Chair's report.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay.
Clerk Treasurer's report.
Everybody's got a copy of mine. I'll just go over it with you. The current budget was approved on July 29th, 2021, which was last week. The tax rate for the village remained the same for the last 4 years at 0.1517 per $100 assessment. Our total residential and commercial assessment for 2021 is $388,128,000. The tax rate for the outside fire area and fireboat is 0.0740. Based on an assessment, and the assessment for the outside area is $414,166,500. The fireboat assessment is $13,519,200, respectively, based upon their assessment. Projected tax revenues have increased by $11,927 for a total tax of $895,273. That's from the assessment. What's the value of all the property within Chester? Last year, the village offered a tax exemption for low-income residents, which amounted to $2,026.55. It's still available. Applications are available at our office or online. I believe you can get it there, and they can be submitted to the municipality who collect our taxes. Our total revenue for 2021 is $978,114.45, which includes a transfer of $45,000 from the Lido Pool Reserve funds to repair the pool walls. Every year, we're always repairing the walls to ensure the pool stands up and doesn't start falling apart. All this information, you did receive a copy I have out there, our entire budget, so you can look at it later. Give me a call, stop by the office, ask any questions you want, and we can review it, and I can clear up any concerns you may have. Each year, the commission spends $40,000 to $45,000 repairing the pool walls. However, to complete the wall repairs in 1 year at an estimated cost of $266,000. We asked the contractor this past year how much to get all the work done, because every year, I believe for the past 3 years, he's been taking a section. This year, he repaired the inside. Last year, a section of the inside. The year before, it was on the outside. So instead of doing it every year like that, well, we have money in our pool reserve. Perhaps we could be looking at, let's get it all done. That's a decision that the commission will have to make. This year, we made a great improvement at the pool by replacing the old wharf. If anybody goes down there, it's a fantastic place. It's easy to walk down, you know, into the pool area. It was a little bit off when we went there with the contractor, and he corrected everything, so it's much more comfortable for people to walk or sit on the wharf and watch the children play, or, you know, just take in some time at the pool and enjoy the sunshine. Next year, the commission should consider an outdoor chain shelter on the pool wharf. There is space at the end. People ask me, why is it the fence there? Well, we were originally planning to build some kind of change area, so the children or anybody, instead of going upstairs, getting changed in the washroom, getting water all over the floors, which becomes slippery, a lot of outdoor pools have change areas with a little shelter built, and perhaps we could look at that. Below my report, I gave a comparison of budget from last year to the actual expenditures to the budget that we have this year. And this year budget, we have $978,114 revenue. Expenditures are broken down between government services, the operations, emergency services, and fire services, for a total operating expenses of $664,000. Capital expenditures, we have fire equipment, $64,450. legal pool repairs, which I spoke about earlier, the $45,000, we're estimating. We don't know what it's going to be. We try to tell the contractor, keep it within $40,000. So that's why I just have the estimate of $45,000. Last year, the actual was paid out of our operating. We had money in our current account, so we paid the repairs out of that fund. The auditor cleaned it up. He may speak to it, what we did there. But we didn't have to take money out of the reserve. He does that later. Reserve transfer, this year we're transferring $200,938 into the reserves, which include, if you look at the budget, just off my head, it's the fire apparatus. Every year we put away $150,000 for fire equipment, a new fire truck, whatever we need. And we may need more than one because we're overdue. The other part, the money, $50,000, almost $51,000, is to repair or to repay the fire apparatus, which we borrowed $150,000 of the fire apparatus to purchase the land where the new fire hall will be located. So our total expenses are $975,448. Just a note on the bottom there, government service expenses for 2020 included consulting fees of $51,870, if you're looking at the budget for last year. And this money was the consulting services search for suitable property for a new fire hall. Last fiscal year, the village redeemed some reserve funds from the building reserve, operating reserve, and fire apparatus reserve to purchase the Windjammer property at a price of $625,000. I got a dot in there, but it should have been a comma. On the next page, a total of $1,284,986 remains in our reserves for such items such as emergency health services, the Lido pool, fire apparatus, utility reserve, and operating reserve. Interest earned on these reserves, if held to maturity, will be $21,775. On June 30th, the cost of the fire hall property was paid in full, and as of June 6th, the village current account stands at $424,139. So we have money in the bank, even though we spent the $600,000 purchasing the land, $600,000 plus HST. Overall, the village has been able to maintain operations and services while planning to construct a new fire hall. According to the Municipal Government Act, borrowing funds for the new fire hall requires a six-step approval process as follows. Electoral approval. That's where the public will vote. Okay, are we going to proceed with this? I'll talk about this in a minute after, when I get done here. The second step, we have the commission approval. This commission will have to pass a resolution, temporary boring resolution. The third step is municipality approval, municipality of Chester. They will have to guarantee the principal and interest of any payments to be made. The fourth step, municipal affairs approval, and municipal affairs will analyze, evaluate the boring that is going to be made. Finally, the lender approval, and the lender, we would go to the Municipal Financial Corporation for funding of the project, whatever funds we need. If we have find money from the, applying for grants from the federal or provincial government, well, that makes much less we have to borrow for the project. Prior to step one, a committee of the commission is working on the design and cost of construction of the fire hall. Full plans and details will be available to the public at a meeting. That's the meeting when you'll be voting. Administration and commission will be seeking federal and provincial assistance to fund the new fire hall. And I say administration and commissioners, my job is to ensure, look for applications, talk to people, fill them out, tell them how much money we need, what we're building, so we can get the funding. The other part, commissioners, well, they'll have to be knocking on someone's door, MLA doors, the premier's door, and say, hey, we would like to get funding for whatever, for this project, and they'll be able to explain it there. Although COVID-19 forced temporary closure of the office, the commission and staff were able to conduct meetings by Zoom. Future meetings will continue to be broadcast on Zoom and posted on Facebook for public viewing. This meeting felt that we weren't set up for Zoom, so we just, because we had it before, and it's much better to have the public here. However, we have a recording that is posted all the time. The Lido Pool continues to be the highlight for many residents and children with the occasional tourists. And I do get tourists calling or stopping in, going to the pool, and say they just love it and they have a great time. Our flower baskets are up. However, some plants are struggling with extreme heat. But they're coming around. You drive around, they're starting to shape up. This year, I'll be working with the Commission on developing a strategic plan to identify community needs and priorities. Public input is extremely important to the Commission and administration in building a vibrant community. And that's my report.
Do you take questions? Just a question on the new fire hall. If it was approved for funding and built, what would happen to the old fire hall and the property where the old fire hall is located?
That would have to be determined at the time.
Does the commission own that property and that building?
Yes.
They'll be open to ideas, whatever. You know, there's so many different things.
Thank you.
You got a move? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Clerk Treasurer report. Mary, thank you, Dennis.
You're welcome.
Okay, Lawrence, you have the floor.
Okay, if you want to follow along, I'm just going to go over the financial statements. I'll start on the independent auditor's report, which is page one. I'll read the opinion paragraph, which states, in our opinion, the company consolidated financial statements presented fairly in all respects the financial position of the Village of Chester as of March 31, 2021, and the results of its operations and changes in net financial assets for the year then ended in accordance with Canadian public sector accounting standards. That's a clean audit opinion. Page three is the consolidated statement of financial activities. The village had a surplus of $240,000 each year. This surplus is on a consolidated basis, so it includes any revenues from capital funding or from the reserves. The breakdown of the surplus was there was a $25,000 surplus in operations, and then reserves increased by about $124,000, and then investment capital assets increased by about $92,000. So that's how that 240 sort of breaks out. Page four is the consolidated statement of financial position. So as of March 31, the commission had $776,000 in the bank, and that's because it had moved some of the funds from the reserves to get ready to purchase the land. Short-term investments for $1.1 million, that's all related to the funds that are sitting in the reserve. HST recoverable is a little higher than last year, but that relates to the HST refundable on the land. And then receivables, there was a fire grant outstanding at the end of the year, which was $20,000, which is why that's higher. Payables, the land is in the payable, which is why the payable is $687 versus only $32,000 last year, because it wasn't purchased as of March 31. The net financial assets is explained on the next page, so just keep those two numbers, that 1.32 versus 1.766 numbers, in your mind. Prepaid expenses is mainly insurance. It's just a timing difference between the insurance policy and the fiscal year. Property and equipment, there was $880,000 in new purchases in the year, the largest portion of that being land, which was $663,000, and then $75,000 was spent on the Lido pool, and the rest was spent on fire equipment. So the surpluses, as I just explained before, is kind of how you see that change. The $240,000 is that work goes from $3.2 million to $3.48 million. And the breakdown, if you look at just accumulated surplus, you can see that's where the operating surplus is. That would be that $25,000 increase. So the next page explains the change in the net financial assets. So this is, it starts with the annual surplus of $240,000, and then we take away the acquisition of assets, which was $883,000, and then the amortization was about $200,000. And so the net financial assets actually decreased by $483,000, and at the end of the year, $1.322 million in net financial assets. And net financial assets is kind of like your current ratio, your current assets. So if you have to pay all your debts, that's what you have left. Page 6 is the statement of cash flow, or statement of change in financial position. We start, this is where the cash came from and where it went. So we start with a surplus of $240,000. That's page 6. We add back the amortization as it's a non-cash number, and then after changes in working capital, there's $1 million generated from operations, largely because of that large payable. And then there was $337,000 of investments purchased, and then $604,000 of investments sold, and then $883,000 of tangible capital assets purchased. So overall, cash increased by $456,000. That's mainly because you sold investments to get ready to purchase the land. So at the end of the year, there was $776,000 as of March 31. The next few pages are the notes to the financial statements. They have the accounting policies that the village is required to follow. I wasn't going to go over those, but I would jump to the last page, which is the statement of reserve funds, which is page 13. So the reserve started at $1.5 million. There was $15,676 of interest earned. $502,000 was transferred in from operating in the year. $271,000 was brought out of the reserve to purchase capital assets. And then $123,000 was transferred from reserve towards funding of the land. And at the end of the year, there was $1.6 million in reserve.
Silence is gold. We need a motion on Lawrence's report. Thank you, Michael. Joanne, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Lawrence. Has anybody had a written report from the chief? By any chance? Anybody got a written report from Darcy, swim instruction program? She's going to forward it. Oh.
She's doing 200 bales of hay. Anybody wants to help?
Yeah, I drove by. Gee. Anybody got a question?
Well, those reports will be submitted and inserted.
They'll be in this meeting. Yeah. I was just saying, Darcy told me she was forwarding it on. Paul, thank you.
On your sheet here, you got a draft. Didn't you already pass this?
No.
No. They were. We met with the audit committee in June, but they haven't had a meeting since that meeting to do the approval.
Somewhere what you're reading here was that. Yes, the current budget was approved.
No, this is not the budget, this is the financial statement.
Okay.
Yep. This is from last year. The budget is for the current.
The audit committee recommends to the commission.
Yep.
The next commission meeting is
July 21st.
July 21st. After, because we have the elections, the 13th be the following week. And that will be on.
Yes. I'll let Michael go first.
Where did we get the money to buy the motel?
We had money in the building fund, plus we borrowed from reserve.
We had a building fund?
Yes. Actually, I believe Brenda started it.
Building reserve.
Building reserve fund. There's Chief.
From building reserves, nothing else.
Yes, we borrowed from apparatus.
Fire apparatus.
Fire apparatus.
Yeah. 150,000, 150 something thousand.
Of which we have to pay back over 3 years.
So, we own this motel. At what point did we ask the taxpayer if they have an appetite for so many millions of dollars to a fire hall? Other than that, we're spending a lot of money here that may not go anywhere.
Well, the land's gonna be land. It's not vaporized.
At that point in time, that's the most expensive land in Chester.
No, I don't think so.
Well, okay, we'll disagree on that. But, you know, my point. You got a rough idea of what this project is going to cost. At some point, you've got to bring this to the people and say, do we have your approval on this?
Mm-hmm.
When do you see that point coming? How much more money are we going to spend before we get to that point?
Well, the building committee, the building committee, which will work with the fire department to select a structure, right,
yeah,
is ad hoc. That's zero amount of money.
Can I add something?
Sure.
If you have a copy of the clerk's report,
yes,
page 2, he outlines the process for getting approval to borrow funds. So step number 1 is to hold a meeting and ask for elector approval. It's the same process as when we built the pool building and public washrooms.
Yeah.
I understand that. So I guess I'm asking this, how much more money are we going to spend before we have that meeting?
We don't know. I can't sit. I would never sit here. Friars, I know everything right now is free. The selection of the committee or the selection of the building. Once we have the building...
Well, we're into this land. We've purchased that.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, that's going to continue on. And that's my point. Are we going to get $1 million? Are we going to finally say, it's time to ask the people if they have an appetite for this?
See, what... Can I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The commission is elected by the public, as we're having elections coming up this end of this week and next week. And they have authority to make decisions to purchase land for future use, not today. So that's what they did. There are funds available in our account and reserves, and the purchase was made with lengthy, it's been over a year, consultation, looking around, talking to people, and the decision was finally made. And the next process, the committee has to come up with a design. What can we build? And that is just the committee looking at it with the information from the design, what we're going to build. You take it to an engineer and say, okay, how much to build this? And that's when we go to the public and we know for sure this is what we're building. There'll be drawings, concepts, what it's going to look like, and how much it costs. This information is required to go to the public, for even for me to go apply for applications to get funding from the provincial or federal government or any organization to say, we're building this project, can you assist us, you know, in any way possible? So that's the next step. The public is required. The public, in my notes I've prepared in the past, in the legislation, Municipal Government Act, it states what section says you have to go to the public, and the section when you have to go to municipality, when you have to go to municipal affairs. So everything that's been done so far has been following the process, how it should be done.
I guess I would like to have seen a package put forward to the public that this is what we're thinking. This is what we're kind of looking at for land. And the ballpark figures on a new fire hall are this. This is how it's going to affect your taxes.
That was based on the report.
And then we say, yeah, you're right, on it, and then proceed. But we're going to be into $1 million here soon.
Michael, sorry. A report was issued in January of this year stating the reasons why we were looking at building a new fire station. The issue of the cost of the property was in negotiations and therefore in camera, but as soon as that was decided, that information was released. We, at this point, are at a standstill. Any future expenditures, hopefully, will be pro bono, but are required in order to get a plan, in order to present this plan to all of the powers that be, including you, for approval. But we need a cost for that first. This will happen. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. but you will be fully informed. I would suggest that you check the latest notices on the village website, and there is a special section about the fire hall on the website. But your questions are all very good, but they're premature, I would suggest.
And I'm suggesting that you're premature.
I guess we agree to disagree.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just curious, from listening to Michael and the committee, it appears that the decision to buy the land was not put through the process you're talking about that's going to be coming up to spend the rest of the money to build the building itself. Am I hearing correctly? Am I misunderstood?
Well, we checked with legal.
I'm not criticizing the fact that you did. I'm just saying, it appears that that's not the part the public was consulted about.
It's in the Municipal Government Act that the village has the authority to purchase property for use by the village.
Yeah, I'm not questioning the authority.
And because the property was paid for from our own money in reserves, we did not need to go to the public for authorization.
Okay, that's
because we were not borrowing.
Yeah, so it's only the borrowing part that you have to ask the public about.
Yeah, and like Nancy said, there's no point to having a public meeting until we know what the costs are, until we know if the feds are going to kick in money or the province is going to kick in money. It's pointless to have a meeting with the public. When we get our facts together and get the drawings all up and running, and the village may say no.
Well, I'm just quite wondering how the system works. In the sense, it sounds to me like before you consulted with the public, you bought the land.
Well, we bought the land would have disappeared like that.
No, I'm not saying you shouldn't have bought it, but I'm just saying it appears that you bought it.
Yeah.
What I think Michael is saying is that why wasn't that part brought into the public question too? But it doesn't sound like it was, because you already had the money to buy it.
We had the money to buy it, and we didn't have the time.
So
we didn't have the time.
So it's only the borrowing component of it that you go back to the public for.
Yeah.
Not the actual decision to do it.
And
just the borrowing part.
If by chance a dove flew over and dropped a bunch of money down, I think we'd still probably, and we had enough money to build it, we'd probably still go to the village anyway.
We had to go to the public, but it doesn't sound like you have to go to the public only for the borrowing.
Yes.
That's right.
And my understanding correctly.
Yeah. And if we have to buy a piece of fire apparatus and we have to borrow it, then we have to come to the public.
But if you already had the money, you don't have to go to the public to spend.
No.
Okay, that's the point I wanted to question. But thank you.
Let's go back to the old days when we sat around one of these meetings buying a piece of fire apparatus. This is what we did. We had to borrow the money, and the public had to approve that borrow. I was there many times in the fire hall
when they had to borrow the money. But right now we have our reserve, which takes care of that. So it's to me, it's brought us along.
I think the whole package should have been sold.
Well, we wouldn't have had. Well, where were we? I don't want to get.
It's already done.
Yeah, well, it's done. I don't want to get in an argument, but where would we get another piece of land like that?
I hope it's that lucrative if we have to sell it.
Oh, well.
It's difficult to get consensus from everyone. I find it difficult sometimes to get consensus with the commission. But on this topic, purchasing the land, they did agree that, okay, we have to go ahead with it. So to involve the public, I can't see much getting done, you know. If we had to involve the public in everything, that's why the legislation is written the way it is, because the provincial government knows that we have to get things done, and if the public disagrees with the decision of the commission, we have elections every year for villages. If you don't like what the province is doing, well, there's an election coming up very shortly. So we have to live with our decisions when we elect someone to a position.
I've given you my concern, and I thank you for that.
Okay. No, I thank you. Paul?
John asked earlier, Donald's asked about who bought the fire hall property.
Yes.
I think you should check in on that.
No, I have checked in on it.
Well, the municipality owns it.
No, they don't. They own the EMC building.
We thought that. So that's why it was...
They own the EMC building.
They own, no, we own the EMC. And if the land, if such time we decide not to use, the EMC building doesn't get used for an ambulance bay, or the village doesn't decide we don't want to use it anymore, that goes back to them. But the fire hall, as it sits, and the land belongs to the village of Chester. There's no covenants on it. 86? I know Carol's signature was on it, and Derek Wells's. That's all I know. But it is belongs to the village. And we personally, we didn't believe it either. We double checked, triple checked.
Oh, you want to buy it?
We'll go back here to number 6, Fire Chief. Chief, good to see your face.
Sorry,
under the mask.
Conflict of schedule and soccer practice tonight.
Oh, life.
Well, good evening, commissioners and residents. Nice to see you all here tonight. Since our last Village of Chester annual public meeting only 9 months ago, Chester Volunteer Fire Departments responded to 73 emergency dispatches, consisting of several structure fires, motor vehicle collisions, investigations, alarms, and of course, what would a year be without another Kaiser Meadow landfill fire? The department held 8 monthly meetings, 9 officer meetings, 8 regular practices, in a mix of person and virtually. COVID-19 and the restrictions imposed because of it have continued to cause many training events to be redesigned due to social distancing. When the cases in the province began to rise, our firefighters moved training to the virtual platform, so no opportunities for education were missed. One of these virtual training sessions was focused on pre-planning several structures in the fire district. Training is a cornerstone of CVFD, one I've personally pushed to fortify for all members during my 22 years in the department. On June 11th, that training paid out dividends to the Village Corps. The Blayos Fire, which had the potential to consume several additional structures, was held to its origin thanks to the 14 other fire departments who answered our request for apparatus and personnel. I cannot say enough about the professionalism and adaptability of the firefighters who worked diligently to extinguish the blaze while protecting those surrounding exposures. Thank you to all, and thank you to all the other agencies, residents, and businesses who assisted. The Playhouse Fire has gutted our community, and with any luck, will remain the largest disaster this municipality endures for many years to come. The leadership and members of CVFD exhibited tremendous knowledge and skill during fire suppression efforts. To quote one of the residents, it would have been a pleasure to watch the firefighters work so professionally had my building not been beside it. CVFD has welcomed 5 new probationary members to the department. Ian Conron from Otter Point, who's a second generation. His father is our deputy chief. Cameron Stevens from Chester, who's a third generation. His father and grandfather, Chad and Dennis, both members. Tessa Fudge from the village. Kayla Mosier from Sim Settlement, and Brooke Prophet, also from Sim Settlement. Several members have also achieved service milestones these past few months. George Bremner, 30 years of service. Chad Stevens, 30 years. Terry DeMont, 15 years. Morgan Stevens, 15 years. Jared McDonald, 15 years. And Greg Conron, 10 years. The 2020-2021 budget concluded with CVFD under budget on all accounts. Major purchases for the year included the beginning of a self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBA, replacement program. This replacement program will see failing 20-year-old units replaced with new units that meet National Fire Protection Association safety standards. The budget continues to replace firefighters' personal protective equipment, bunker gear, which has a mandatory 10-year retirement. This past year has been one of unprecedented partnerships between our organizations. We continue to work together in the planning of the new fire station to be located at the Lynn Jammer Motel property, and work in partnership with the village and municipality to renew the fire service contract for our district. I thank the village staff and commissioners for their dedication to these projects, and to the village of Chester as a whole. Commissioners Hatch and Grant, thank you both for your time served this past term and the work you've both respectively given to the positions. You both have our support in the coming elections, and we wish you both the best of luck.
Thank you.
Respectfully, everyone, it's just a fire chief.
Motion to accept the fire chief's report, please.
Second.
Moved by Nancy and second by Joanne. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Yes, Dale.
I have a question for the chief. I'm wondering, in this day and age, I see you have 10, 15, 20 year people in the department. How many new people are you waiting to get in?
So, since October, we had 5 new members. And then the previous report, we had 5 in the previous as well.
Is so, that enough to keep things?
We hold position. We hold position for 50. I'd love to have 500. As a volunteer organization, we all work. Many work outside our district. Daytime, weekdays, in the event of the playhouse, it's more difficult to get members. But you get who you get, and that's why we rely on 14 other departments to give us their 4 or 5 that they have on the weekdays to come help as well. So mutual aid is a big part.
But you say about 5 every year. That's pretty good.
That's what we've had the last 2 years is 5. In previous years, we've had less. But yeah, no, I'm very happy with this 5 last year and the year before. No problem. Thank you. Good question. If you're interested, we can give you an application.
I think I've passed that stage.
So, the swim instructor instruction report will be in within the package. Before I call to Michael, we do have an election coming up. We have on Saturday the 11th?
10th.
Yeah.
10th? We have a...
Yes. The 10th is the advance poll, mm-hmm. and the actual election day poll is on the 11th?
12th. 13th.
13th.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday.
Pass it around. Come out and vote.
Here.
Here. It would be nice.
Yes. For some reason, we're not permitted, villages are not permitted to hold online
yeah.
voting.
We checked into that one.
Are all positions...
No.
For election, or is it a rotational kind of
it's
thing?
It's rotational. So there's an election every year. So 2 years, there's 2 commissioners up for election, and 1 year, 1 commissioner's up. Provides the continuity.
And this year, I am up, and Joanne is up.
Thank you.
And then Martin and Michael, and then me. Having said that, any no other questions or queries, but if you do have a question down the road when Dennis is in the office, with that, Michael?
I'd like to call this July 7th annual public meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
And again, really, thank you for coming.